episode 126 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love most, travel. We're glad you're joining us this week. Our goal is to inform, educate, and inspire. We hope that tuning in for our weekly chats will help push you outside of your comfort zone and add some new experiences to your bucket list. We also welcome ideas for topics, so if there's something you'd like to hear more about, please let us know. My name is Lindsay, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Sandy, Elizabeth, and Laura. We all have our favorite playlist, our traveling music, the soundtracks of our lives, and the adventures within. In an article on Traveler.com, the writer says, "Music and travel go together like beach sunsets and pina coladas. Music is an essential part of the travel experience, whether you excitedly make playlists or burn CDs for a road trip, or just soak up the sounds around you when you are on holiday." So we thought this might be a great jumping off place for us to explore all the ways your next vacation or weekend getaway can include travel and music, and to get you dreaming about all your own musical adventures. So let's get started. I was just going to ask Laura what comes to her mind when she thinks music and travel.
I mean, the most obvious thing for me is the music festivals and the many varieties of music festivals, and in some ways the way that when you travel, you may hear a type of music for the first time, So that's kind of the obvious place for me is, to look at, where there are, people who travel year after year, or who, it's part of their life that they either through a kind of music they like, or a cultural event that they're going to wind up at, at a big music festival that's also in a city that has tons to see. So that's kind of my jumping off point for this.
Then there's a lot of great options for music festivals nowadays. I remember whenever Lollapalooza used to tour, and now it is kind of home-based in Chicago. So there's a lot of cool stuff to do with that. There was one, the ones I've done have all been camping, and they're not. There's nothing like, I mean, they're fun, but they're not comfortable, I guess I would.
Although there's nothing stopping you from, say, making that a weekend and then stretching the trip out and then moving into like an actual hotel with an actual shower.
Bed.
Yes.
Shower. Usually by the end of the festival, I'm like, done. I'm ready to go home.
Well, then maybe go before.
Yeah, that's true. Well, yeah, we did that. We've gone to Bonnaroo a couple times, and that's in Tennessee. And we usually would spend the night in Chattanooga because we'd be a lot closer to the festival, and when you get there early, you can get in early. But and I tried to get people to go to the distillery there, not the Jim Beam, the Jack Daniel's mm-hmm. distillery, but I couldn't get them to go. They wanted to get to the festival. So, but you could do Chattanooga, you could do Nashville as jumping off points for Bonnaroo if you're going there.
Well, and since you bring up Nashville, I mean, I think that's like the ultimate music Mecca, isn't it? I mean, it's one of the, no matter what kind of music, yeah. You don't have to be a country music fan to appreciate Nashville, because so much has happened in Nashville. Taylor Swift lives there now.
Oh, let's go.
We should all go. But seriously, I mean, if an Elvis fan can go, country music fans, obviously, the rich history there, recording studios where some of the world's most famous music has been recorded, still there. Many of them you can actually go into and see. So yeah, I think that's sort of, like a music lover's must do.
Mecca, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and and if you do love country music, there's the big CMA Fest that's there, that has, all of the top stars. And I think one of the great things about it being in, that Nashville's such a Mecca is, if you don't have to go and do only the festival. You can, like you said, there's all this other stuff behind the scenes that you can do. Mm-hmm. Nashville's a pretty, a good hub for flying in and out of, it's, for folks who are looking to, who are either up north and wanting to come south and have a little bit warmer place, you know, to experience it. I think it's a great option.
And it's, you know, it's fairly close, drivable to Memphis. So if you really, if you're doing the Elvis thing, I've had clients, actually some of my very first clients when I first started did a sort of Elvis trip that included both Nashville and Memphis and all of the,
sites there. Graceland.
Yeah. Yeah, they went to Graceland and they also stayed at the Heartbreak Hotel, which gets mixed reviews, but it's actually a place. It's there. It's not the world's most expensive hotel for sure, but they sort of wanted to do it as part of their experience. So yeah, so things to see in both those cities, and you can drive, rent a car, and drive between the two fairly easily. So
mm-hmm. You know, another city that's like that is New Orleans. You know, there's a huge jazz and heritage festival there, but if you don't go during that time, New Orleans in itself,
yeah.
is a huge, rich music destination, you know, with all kinds of, jazz clubs, year round, and has a rich heritage, especially in African American culture, and lots of other things to do in that area. But you can't think New Orleans without thinking, jazz,
yeah.
without thinking the music background there.
Well, and I think with both of those cities, we sort of talked about in Nashville, if you don't like country music, and in New Orleans, if you don't like jazz, the fact is you can actually discover pieces of that music that you didn't know about that you like. I mean, that's New Orleans especially is the sort of place where you just walk down the street and discover, there will be music on the street. There will be, and Nashville too, although I haven't personally been to Nashville, but you have so many people there trying to break in, mm-hmm. to the business in New Orleans. You have that heavy jazz culture where people are trying to become musicians there. And so music is just everywhere, and it happens to you whether you want it to or not. So you may discover, that you like the purer forms of that music, even if you didn't have an appreciation for it before.
That's one of my favorite memories about traveling, no matter where it is the sounds of the city that you're visiting, whether it's, the street performers in Savannah or even here in Seattle, and more local travel for me. But when I was in Cuba, listening to the, standing on the rooftop and just closing my eyes and just listening to the music coming up from the different cafes, and I think it's kind of like the heartbeat of a destination, mm-hmm. the local flavor. You can really hear it, and then those songs, when you hear them later, you it kind of sticks with you. I mean, it's very cliche to say it, but I smile every time I hear Bob Marley.
Is that because of Jamaica?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Memories of childhood growing up listening to my, earliest memories were my dad playing it in the barn, mm-hmm. playing by my, but then going to Jamaica, yeah, having that, it adds a different memory, a different layer of memories to those songs for me. And I don't know, somehow I think there's a big part of your, for a lot of people anyway, I think there's a big part of the things you experience, and you can attach those memories to different sights and sounds, and music is a big part of that. I grew up going to Summerfest in Milwaukee, and little local festivals. I did the same thing, like camping for, I worked for Country Thunder USA for years, at an outdoor campground festival. Maybe that's why I don't like to camp.
All right.
Or maybe it's just because camping is miserable.
And when a lot of people think about music festivals, they think about it being hot, it being crowded, mm-hmm. you being mashed in with a whole bunch of other people. And, that's not everybody's scene. So, I wanted to say that, there are other festivals that are nothing like that. Like the Spoleto Music Festival, mm-hmm. like the Savannah Music Festival, that are much more, what I'm going to call sophisticated, forms of music, or folks that, who are going to see dance, who are going to see classical music and choral, Spoleto is just full of classical music and choral music and, theater. And, and once again, it's right in, I think Spoleto is in
Charleston.
Is it Charleston? Or,
yep.
Yeah, Charleston. Mm-hmm. So you have this, like you were saying about, being in Cuba and hearing that music, Charleston has this rich history, mm-hmm. and the music of that, you know, festival is part of it, part of its rich history. And it goes on for days and days. You know, it's like 10, 12 day festival.
Right.
You know, a multi-layer, multi-level festival. And it, you know, it's like you go and you're going to see the history, but in it, you know, there's, you know, this year, you know, Rhiannon Giddens is there, but there's, you know, there's also flamenco dancers and there's choreographers and there's, you know, it's just rich with the diversity, which I think is, you know, a really cool thing about, you know, making that part of your, you know, your family's travel experience or your, you know, as a couple or as a solo, mm-hmm. you know, that's a really nice solo, you know, travel experience is to be able to see all this, you know, stuff easily in one place. So
yeah, music festivals like that are a great solo trip because you're going to a lot of theater, you know, in a case where you have music festivals where you're sitting down in a theater, you can do that by yourself, you know, and then you'll meet like-minded people very yeah. easily. You know, you'll meet other people who are there for the same reason. So you won't be alone for terribly long. And festivals like that stretch all over the world. There's, you know, there's a big festival in Vienna. There's the Fringe Festival in Scotland. So if you want to move your music away from the United
the
States,
the Isle of Wight, yeah.
mm-hmm, some yeah. great options all over the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's the, you know, the Montreux Jazz Festival mm-hmm. in Switzerland. Mm-hmm. I found this full moon party in Thailand, which is just steeped in layers of beautiful, you know, all kinds of music. You know, on the other side of that, for folks who are like, you know, that would be a boring vacation for them. You know, I found the Out and Loud Festival in Germany, which is punk rock and heavy metal, you know, right in the middle of Germany. You know, so there's just, I think that, you know, the chance to incorporate music, to travel because of the music, and then that music becomes part of your memory, and the cities that they're involved in just makes for a great kind of unconventional option. It's like, I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah. So, you know, another thing that I liked whenever I was going to Bonnaroo, I went two times, but they would always come out with their, you know, their lineup, and it would have a bunch of bands that I mean, they'd have like 80 bands or 100 bands, and I wouldn't know a lot of them. And so I would listen to them before I went, and then I learned so many new bands that way. Mm-hmm. And then, so after the first year I went, the second year I didn't go, and I still went to their lineup and looked to try to find like new bands that I hadn't heard of yet. Cause, yeah, it's really cool. And South by Southwest is another one that's like my husband's bucket list. He also wants to go to one of the electronic dance ones. And, that just makes me so tired even thinking about it. There's a big one in Miami and, just the sea of people and they're all like, you know, 15 or something, you know, yeah, so young.
It's kind of miserable.
Southwest is such a unique thing too. Cause I wasn't, when I went, I didn't understand what it was mm-hmm. when I went, how many different, I mean, from the tech aspect to the foodie aspect to the movies and the music, there's so much there going on there wrapped in one that you have so many different, groups of people kind of converging same area. It's a little,
but you know, Sandy, I think that's, you know, that lends to our point perfectly with you saying, you know, that he wants to go to this festival that you, you know, be exhausted at. It's like, you can, is this one of your sons?
No, it's my husband.
Okay, so yeah, basically.
Yes, he would love that. But then there's this, you know, there's the rest of the city for, to take, you know, so it's like you've got both things
right,
in the
right.
same place, you know, is the advantage of, you know, doing what he would love and you getting to explore a new city.
You know? Maybe we could take a cruise after that. A cruise out of Miami.
You could take a music-themed cruise.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a nice segue. Well done yeah. there.
Yeah, you can travel with your idols and take music-themed cruises. I found one when I was looking at this last night. There's a Kiss cruise.
There's a Flogging Molly cruise that I've been looking at for years.
That one just happened.
Too old to go on now.
Never. There's a Bare Naked cruise too with Bare Naked Ladies. They do that every few years. Yeah, and they always take a picture up on deck bare naked. Everybody should go in there.
Yeah, there are all inclusive resorts that are themed around music.
Mm-hmm. So. Oh, yeah, Hard Rock. Yeah.
Yeah. Some of the cruises we're talking about are, you know, that's all that's going on in them is are those things. But there are also, Sandy, you're more the expert on this than me, but there are also cruise lines that on a typical cruise you book, there may be an artist there being featured during that. Aren't more and more cruise lines looking at that?
Well, so Carnival in particular has the Carnival Live series, and the really cool thing about that is the artist won't be on the ship with you, but they'll be at the port. So say you want to see, I think one of the ones right now that's on the lineup is Britney Spears, or I can't remember. But anyway, so you would go, and while you're in Cancun, you would buy the ticket. So not everybody can go. You have to actually buy the ticket. It's about $30, so it's not that bad, but it's in the small theater on the ship. So that artist would fly to that city and then come and perform while you're in port. And then they might stay overnight, and like the next day when another ship's in port, they might, you know, do another concert there. So you might have more than one opportunity to book a different kind of cruise. If you know, like if that one sold out, you could pick a different one. But and they have VIP experiences that are pretty reasonable too. So it's if there's a artist that you really want to see, and they do it with comedians too, which would be really cool.
So, and it's all kinds of musicians. It's like you mentioned Britney Spears, but then they Carrie Underwood has done it as well. Lots of different. There's some variety,
like R&B and all kinds of different stuff. Yeah,
yeah. I remember at one of the conferences we went to that, you know, hearing about a woman who, you know, wanted to see maybe it was Carrie Underwood, and she was a big Carrie Underwood fan, and Carrie was going to be on one of the cruises, and before you knew it, she had like 20 of her closest friends coming with her.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so it's a great opportunity, you know, for kind of a girl's getaway cruise or a couple's getaway cruise.
Oh,
or,
have you heard of the New Kids on the Block cruises?
Oh, gosh. Those are insane.
I think they even put those on the TV show or something. Yeah, yeah. They charter the whole ship. Well, and like Lindsay was saying, the Flogging Molly cruise, they had like Rancid and these other punk rocky kind of bands that just sounded so cool. And the cool thing about it is, you know, you might head into the pub and then one of the bands is in there playing. Mm-hmm. And that happens like all week long while you're on your cruise. And then, depending on the cruise line.
They're drunk at the pool with you.
Yeah. I mean, you have that kind of access. They're not going anywhere. They're on a ship, you know, unless they're in the suites and you can't get to them or something.
Stalkers.
Yeah.
We don't encourage that behavior.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But you were saying, something about all-inclusives, Lindsay?
Yeah, Hard Rock, and then there's also Jimmy Buffett. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. The Margaritaville. So, you know, speaking of stalkers, if you have an affinity for a special musician, it might be worth it to check out their touring schedule. Are they going to one of these resorts? Are they going to be there? Is this mm-hmm. something, you know, you can incorporate and it'll kind of add value to your vacation and your stay there? And,
sometimes you have to specifically book their thing there, because I know the Avett brothers did, like 3 nights at Moon Palace in Riviera Maya, and you had to specifically book that package to get access to the concerts. But then other times, you know, like when I was touring Moon Palace in Cancun, they were saying that if you stay a certain amount of nights, you automatically get tickets to whatever concert just happens to be going on. And they had a theater or an arena that seated like 10,000 people.
Oh, so it's a bigger show.
They get big stuff there. Yeah, like huge DJs for New Year's Eve and really big things. So it's if there's someone you're a big fan of and you're on their newsletter, you might see stuff like that. I know Duran Duran recently did concerts like that too, so...
Yeah, and I think too, it's important to know which resort you're going to, because one of the advantages of traveling this way, the cruise ships or whatever, just like we were talking about, if you want a smaller, more intimate show, then you want it. Cause if you book Moon Palace thinking you're going to have a nice, you know, small cruise ship size theater, then you would be wrong. So you want to, it doesn't mean it's going to be a bad show, but you know, there are chances to book things that are much more intimate and, with VIP experiences and things like that. So.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, that's another thing is that Lindsay was talking about, you know, the artist being, where the artist is going to be on their schedule. You know, it's like I'm a huge James Taylor fan, huge, which has some irony to it in my life, but because I grew up in a family that was a little bit more into electronic music than into acoustical music. I love James Taylor. I've always wanted to see him perform at Fenway Park. I thought, well, maybe, you know, I could look on his schedule, see when he's going to be there. It'd be a great time for me to see Boston, you know, to do a Cape Cod and Boston and, you know, during the summer when it's hotter down south, you know, to use that as a jumping off, point with me, for a trip, you know, to look at where do you have, favorite artists playing and how can you use going to see them in that city, you know, as a jumping off point for a 4-day weekend getaway.
Yep. And that sort of brings us full circle to where we started, where, you know, you can plan a whole trip just around one concert and don't make it just about the concert. Make it about the destination.
I used to do, actually, that's how I started traveling when I was in, just graduated high school and had my first car. And, you know, if a band was playing, we would hit the road and that's what we do. And one of the cool ones we did was at Carowinds. We saw the B-52s, which was really fun because then I incorporated the day at Carowinds too, you know. And I saw In Excess at Six Flags when I was 14. That was really fun. We just happened to be in Atlanta for a family vacation, and we heard on the radio that Six Flags, or, you know, In Excess just happened to be there.
I was like, Rick Springfield just happened to be at Universal Studios when we were there recently.
Yeah, but we didn't go see concert. Him. But,
I know, because we were working. But.
You know, another thing that's a really fun trip is there's a rock and roll, well, there's a whole rock and roll half marathon series, but the best one, I think, is Virginia Beach, because they incorporate it with the American Music Festival, and it's always Labor Day weekend, and they put stages all along the beach. So there's like every maybe 20 blocks, there's another park with a stage, and then they have a big main stage. And if you do the race, you get free admission into all the festival. And so they have some pretty good bands.
But you can go and not run and not have to run.
You can.
Oh, that's
But you appealing. Have to buy a ticket then, you know, so but you might as well run the race.
But again, let's just repeat, we don't have to run when we do that.
But it's a that's a fun weekend. That's always been a lot of fun.
Like, does not compute.
Yeah, I know. And Elizabeth is like, does not compute.
I mean, y'all are talking about how great it is. Like, this is a good way to see the city. I mean, a race is a really good way to see a city.
Well, you know,
I've done a lot, and I don't think.
Yes,
all that sweat in your eyes.
In the delirious moment that you're really.
Laura, what were you saying? Sorry.
The flip side to, you know, when Elizabeth said we've come full circle, is, you know, we were talking about, you know, where an artist is performing and then going to see the city, is you sit, you're going, you decide that you and your family are going to go to London. Well, you know, there may be a Beatles tour offered while you're there, you know, and so if you're going to a certain country or a certain city, you may see what are some, you know, off the beaten track tours that include musical artists, you know, a U2 tour or a, you know, a Beatles tour, like you said, Graceland before. Mm-hmm. So you can kind of flip it either way.
I have a friend who planned her honeymoon around the Beatles and went to Liverpool.
There's actually, I mean, there's a lot there too. They've preserved a great deal. And there's, you know, places in Germany you can go and see where the Beatles played when they're there. In Hawaii, there are some Elvis themed tours where you can see where the movies were filmed and things like that. So, I think anywhere you go where if an artist was integral to that place, unfortunately, Laura, they haven't opened up the James Taylor house in Chapel Hill for the public yet. It's been talked about, but it hasn't happened yet. But yeah, there's, if you go someplace where, you know, where an artist is known to be featured, you can find the history there. There's ways to sort of dig it up. So.
Yeah. Well, it's not James Taylor's house, but it's, you know, frequently when you see a lot of his recordings or he and Carole King's recordings, you'll see that he's playing in Tanglewood in Massachusetts. And that happens to sit right outside of a little town called Lenox, Massachusetts, which sits in the beautiful Berkshires, you know, and it's like, you know, that would be another really cool place to go, but that's a much quieter, you know, you're gonna be seeing a lot of a beautiful part of Massachusetts with, you know, rolling hills and not people things, you know, things people think about as frequently. You also have pretty quick access to, you know, some parts of New York State. So, you know, there are some, you know, going to those little venues that are that are known to, you know, that's where an artist, you know, frequently traveled is also a really cool thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And by doing that, you may discover new artists because a lot of those clubs are still operating. Mm-hmm. And so then you go in and yes, maybe this is where Elvis or whoever played, but now there's somebody else playing there. So you've just learned of a new mm-hmm. up and coming artist.
Like the Bluebird Cafe mm-hmm. in Nashville, mm-hmm. yeah. you know, like the B.B. King Club in New York City. Mm-hmm. It's those places where you're frequently going to see, you know, up and coming, you know, artists who apply to be able to kind of get discovered there, mm-hmm. to be heard for the first time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So one other cool thing is a destination you might not think of when you think of music travel. Disney has two opportunities a year to experience some pretty great live talent. And I mean, no offense when I say this, but older music, mm-hmm. like every year, Boyz II Men, Tiffany,
Air know, Supply.
Air Supply.
Yeah. Yeah. It, or the Herman's Hermits, you know, mm-hmm. Pointer Sisters. They have two festivals each year. The Food and Wine Festival has Eat to the Beat concert series, where they have a variety of artists. Some of them are newer, but most of them are kind of old favorites. And then in spring also, Garden Rocks? I think it's Garden Rocks at the Flower and Garden Festival. Yeah,
and that's the one that has tribute bands, right? The mm-hmm. spring festival is tribute bands. So usually like... Pseudo U2 and pseudo Bon Jovi and pseudo like the yeah all those tribute bands. Am I wrong on that?
I'm trying to think of who I saw there last year.
They have originals too. It's okay. Not just tribute. Because
didn't they debut like a music and arts festival this year too, Lindsay?
They did. It was an art. It was an arts festival.
Okay.
But they did bring in, they showcased, it's still music, but theater music.
It's still music. So, it's the best music.
It is the best music. I will agree with you there. It is the best music, but it is, they brought in all of the Broadway stars, the Disney Broadway performers, and had their own special concert series every weekend. And that festival will be back for next year, and hopefully, fingers crossed, everybody, it'll be for longer than just on the weekends, because it was a fantastic festival. Mm-hmm. Great food and visual art, and then also the performance art as well. Really good.
So cool. I'll
have to go back.
I know. Like, I just want to go back.
I just think it's, you know, that it's you know, it's one of those things that you thought, I never thought of that. You know, it's like mm-hmm. oftentimes when we think of traveling, you know, there are some kind of pat things oftentimes because of the media. You know, we think cruise, we think all inclusive, we think, you know, trip to Europe, but we don't often think about how can I look at an interest of mine or a love of mine or, you know, an artist of mine and use that as a jumping off place to see the world, you know, and, you know, I love that Disney's doing some of the stuff where it's more, not as focused at children as it is at adults. So that, you know, that there's a nice balance of, folks who may get, you know, Dumbo ride it out or whatever, that they can, you know,
what?
They can.
That doesn't happen.
Yeah. Why?
There's no Dumbo fatigue.
Well, I just think there's, it makes for a really nice option and some balance and ways for, you know, maybe people to see Disney for the first time who never thought about it.
Because this is a great, the fact that they do this is really wonderful for the family members who may not be as excited about your Disney vacation as you are. to have something to look forward to. I really, it's been years since I've actively pursued going to concerts and that, but every time I'm there for Food and Wine Festival, I have to go see Boyz II Men. I have to go see, you know, I have to go. Who did we go see? We went and saw Gin Blossoms last year, right?
We saw Gin Blossoms. We saw Soul Asylum. Big Bad Voodoo Daddy was there a lot.
Yeah. It's become such a tradition, and then spotting the stars in the resorts is kind of like, you know, how we saw Rick Springfield over at Universal, but how we didn't get to see him, how other people.
Yes. Well, that's what happened with Neil Patrick Harris too, but we won't talk about that because I'm not bitter at all.
Oh my gosh. Well, that is our show for this week. We welcome your comments and feedback on this episode, or any episode, really. To leave comments, visit us at outlandertravel.com, then click podcast at the top of the page and find the episode you wish to comment on, or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/outlanderpodcast, or just search for Flyaway. And please be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes. On behalf of Sandy, Laura, Elizabeth, and myself, Lindsay, thank you for joining us here at Outlander Travel, and we'll see you next week. Gotta fly.